One local road may save lives. I'm Michelle Murillo.
More time to have your say about proposed changes to DC's circulator. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Department of Homeland Security says it's extending travel restrictions at Canadian and Mexican borders through July 21st. CBS's Lily Luciano has more on America's fight against COVID.
Today marks 500 days since 57-year-old Patricia Dowd died of COVID in San Jose, California. She was the first identified COVID victim in the nation of more than 601,000 lives lost. The threat now, the Delta variant, which is accelerating in the Midwest and accounting for nearly a fourth of new infections in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska.
This variant's probably 40 to 60% more contagious than the 117 variant, that UK variant that became prevalent in the United States and caused that surge in the late spring.
That was former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb speaking there on Face the Nation. Drenching rains that hit parts of Alabama and Georgia head north. There were accidents that led to the deaths of 13 people over the weekend in Alabama. 8 children in a vehicle from a youth ranch for abused or neglected kids were killed in one accident. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
One official said the bus may have hydroplaned on the rain-soaked road. A tornado ripped through nearby Brewton, Alabama. Claudette is expected to strengthen overnight and become a tropical storm again as it heads northeast. Storm watches and warnings are up all along the Carolina coasts.
One person was killed, another hurt after an out-of-control truck hit onlookers of a pride parade near Fort Lauderdale. It's believed the driver got his foot stuck between the gas and the brake. Police say it was an accident. CBS's Mola Lange.
The president of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus, which was participating in the parade, said in a statement the driver, as well as the victims, were all a part of the chorus family, adding that he does not believe this was an attack on the LGBTQ community.
The Senate is set for a key vote Tuesday on a sweeping rewrite of voting and election law. As our Christina Ruffini reports, it sets up a test of Democratic unity on a top priority that Republicans are vowing to block.
Speaking on the Sunday shows, Senator Bernie Sanders said he supports federal voting legislation passed by the House and backed by the White House.
What Republican legislatures and governors are doing in the most disgraceful way imaginable is to try to deny people of color, young people, poor people, the right to vote.
The For the People Act would, among other things, automatically enroll eligible citizens to vote, make almost 2 weeks of early voting standard, and outlaw gerrymandering, partisan efforts to redraw congressional districts.
This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors have the tech advice you need to navigate whatever you're up against. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 8:03. It's Sunday, the 20th day of June, 2021. 86 degrees outside, headed down to the 70s tonight. Hot again tomorrow. It's Sunday evening. I'm Del Walters. The top local stories we're following for you at this hour. Police in Herndon, Virginia, continue to investigate a triple homicide there. A family celebration turned into a tragedy.
The bodies of an adult and 2 children were found inside a Herndon apartment on Florida Avenue. And police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected. Neighbors at the apartment complex told our news partner at NBC4 that a mother and her 2 children were killed. They said the youngest was about 6 years old and the oldest was a girl turning 10 years old on Saturday.
Why the girls? Like, the girls had nothing to do. Like, they just woke up probably. Maybe the girl woke up happy about her 10th birthday.
Police say the man who committed suicide had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
A heat emergency is in effect in D.C. tonight and tomorrow. The temperature is expected to climb into the 90s again. Cooling centers will be open across the district on both days. City opening the centers when the heat index is forecast to reach 95 degrees or higher. NBC4's Lauren Ricketts says it is going to be incredibly hot once again tomorrow. Mostly sunny. The clouds, she says, will roll in later today with a 30% chance of rain. But once again, the highs will be in the mid-90s. Trademark trouble for the Washington football team. The Patent and Trademark Office saying no to the team's request.
The team applied for the trademark last year following its decision to change its former name, which many people considered offensive and insensitive. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office denied the request due to previous registrations by Philip McCulley, who owns the Washington Football Club, and the likelihood of consumers being confused or deceived. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark. However, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The team has until December 18th to file a response to the office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
Bike riders in Montgomery County hoping a new look on local roads is here to stay.
You may have noticed a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County between Arcola Avenue and Amherst went from three driving lanes down to two. Where the curb lane was, there are now flexible white dividers, making it a protected bike lane.
The first time anywhere in the state of Maryland, a curb lane that was formerly used for cars has been given over to use by bikes and scooters and the like.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says over the next few months, the State Highway Administration will see how much this pilot project is used and decide if they want to try more of them. Gray's belief is that lanes like this will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan to eliminate fatalities on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
It is popular and it is cheap, so the District Department of Transportation has extended the deadline for you to have your say about proposed changes to those D.C. circulator routes.
The comment period now ends Friday, June 25th. Officials say they want to hear more from the public on proposals for a new Ward 7 route for the circulator. That route would provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7, supplementing the existing WMATA Route 97 service that only operates during peak hours. There will be a public hearing after the comment period closes. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
And still ahead, when the going gets tough, enter the archivist. WTOP News Time, 8:07.
Soon we will be back in the world and smiling. Overcome your fear of the dentist and be ready to meet the world anew with the smile of your dreams. At the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we make it easy for you to realize the smile you have been keeping inside you through sedation dentistry. No fear, no anxiety, no discomfort, no lectures. Our doctors are among the most experienced sedation doctors in the area and can take care of all your dental needs in as little as one visit to our spa-like, state-of-the-art facility right here in Northern Virginia. It's time to show the world your smile, and there is no time like the present. With many sedation options, there's a perfect solution for you. Forget your fear of the dentist and become one with your smile again. It's your time. Learn more about sedation dentistry online at cascades1.com. That's cascades1.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
And now, the smartest person on earth just got smarter.
Thank you.
Alexa, open WTOP.
WTOP.
Now, listen to WTOP on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, open WTOP.
Okay.
WTOP News, on air, on mobile, and now...
That's good news.
On Alexa.
It's 8:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59 with Michael and Son.